we're going to leave it as late as we can with Grant and Alex Baptiste, so we'll know a little bit more tomorrow.
What about David Dunn? He's been missing Wednesday. Is it a recurrence of what's happened before?
It's a calf injury, so, you know, everybody's disappointed massively so for him on that, because he just got himself back, and, you know, hopefully he can come back quickly.
Have you been given any indication about Josh King at this moment, how long you might have to cope without him?
It's a tricky one because it's a hamstring, so you've got to go sort of like week by week and day by day, really, with it. So we just continue to monitor his progress, but there's no certain time been put to him.
Is it nice to be playing in the FA Cup this weekend? Just take your mind off the league for the weekend and play in something that really you haven't got a great deal to lose, have you?
No, of course we haven't. I think outside of our dressing room, nobody gives us a chance. It's a real David versus Goliath in all matters. You know, you look at the money that people have spent at Liverpool Football Club in comparison to us. You look at, obviously, the quality of the players that they've got. It's a massive game for an upset, and that's what we've got to try and look to do.
Looking at the run that you've had in the FA Cup so far, do you think you've had anywhere near the credit as a club for knocking two Premier League teams out? I suppose when you look at the wins that you've had, other clubs have been big upsets as well, and maybe your cup upsets have not quite been ranked where they should have been.
Probably so, but I think, you know, that's fair play to Middlesbrough, I think, going and winning it at Manchester City. And then, of course, the story of Bradford, you know, beating Sunderland and winning at Chelsea as well, you know. It was just a fantastic performance from them, and, you know, we've gone under the carpet a little bit, but that's not a problem with us. We are where we are, and we've earned the right to be there.
Is this a different thing because you're away from home against a Premier League team? Does it make it all the more difficult, and considering the stature of the club you play?
Yeah, of course it does. You know, everybody would like a home draw, but obviously, you know, for us to take our team to such a wonderful place as Liverpool, and for the development of our players as well, to go and experience that atmosphere and playing against some of the world's best players, you know, it's going to be a good day. But we ain't just going there to have a good day out.
I'm sure you've been, probably a number of times. It's a proper place to play football, isn't it?
I think everybody, all the members of staff are desperate to try and get a squad number and see if they can get a game, like, you know, because for the likes of Craig Short and Tony Grant, who's played in local Merseyside derbies there, I'm sure that they'll be out warming up well before the players, you know.
Does it hold special memories for you as a place? You must have been a very young man when your dad won in the European Cup there with Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, back in the day with my old man, they were the big games. It was Liverpool and Nottingham Forest, and not just in the European Cup. I remember a couple of League Cups and FA Cups that we were always seen to be getting drawn against each other. But no, you know, it's happy memories for our family, of course. But the Sunday is all about Blackburn Rovers and our players and our supporters.
Are you arguably playing the form team in Britain, possibly one of the form teams in Europe at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. No denying that fact. You watched them last weekend against Manchester City, and they were phenomenal. So we're aware of the challenge that lies ahead, but it's an exciting one for us.
Are they a good example of, I suppose, in the modern day, people panic all over the place if a couple of results don't go your way? Are they a good example of not panicking? They've stuck with their manager and look where they are. They're right on the brink of the top four again.
Yeah, I think that's it's a great example to any club. I read an article that he said he feared his job, Brendan, going into the Crystal Palace game, but you can't knock what he's done there. You know, he's took the club to another level, and you look at the investment that he made and the players, and he knew that they had to have time, and they're now finishing the season very, very strong.